Nixon on this Thursday morning. And Mayor David Nixon is in with us from Bull Shows this morning. Mayor, good morning. How are you? Haven't seen you in a while.
It's nice to see you again. Always a pleasure to be here.
Things going good in Bull Shows?
Yes, they are. We're doing quite well.
Good. Well, you've got a lot of interesting information this morning. Let's hear about it.
Well, I have a tendency to bury the lead, so I don't want to make sure I don't do that. The main thing I want to get out is that we have gone to bid, and citizens are very concerned about our wastewater plant. We have gone to bid. We've put bids out. We're collecting bids. We have a pre-bid conference on the 14th of June. We'll have a public bid opening on the 27th of June and select a contractor. So the funding is all lined up, and we're in the process of selecting a contractor to build that wastewater system from the pipes all the way out to the plant.
Well, that's good, because last time you were in, you were just, I think, starting the process.
We were working on it, but it's all come together. We've got designs. All we need now is somebody to build it.
Well, I bet you that won't be hard to find.
Or is it? No, there are a lot of people who want this contract. It's a big contract.
What else?
Well, our economy is doing well overall. I mean, our budget's doing well. We have an extra $453,000 in the bank over this time a year ago.
Whoa.
Revenue for the month of April, city revenue last year was $14,000 and change. This year, it's $62,000 and change. On the year, we're up. Last year, we had revenue of $524,000. This year, it's $714,000.
What do you credit that to?
We've had a lot more economic activity in the town. We've been promoting it pretty aggressively. One of the best indicators of economic activity is municipal sales tax. And our municipal sales tax in the month of April last year was $12,000. This year it's $23,000. So we have a lot more people coming through town spending money. Now, we made deep budget cuts on the expenditure side last year. So it's nice to see that the revenue is rising also. That really helps out with our budget.
And tourism's up.
Tourism is up. It is indeed. In fact, we had this past weekend, holiday weekend, our little campground, Dam Site Campground, did $3,600 in campers. Our boat launch did almost $600. Our little unimproved campground did over $500. So tourism is up. Restaurant use is up. People are staying in the resorts. People are going out on the lake. We've had more tournaments this spring. Things are going along happily.
Lake levels are decent. It's great compared to last year, though, aren't they?
The water level certainly helps. And if the Corps of Engineers is listening, keep it up, Corps. We like it.
What's population Bull Shoals?
Just under 2,000.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty good. Is that the biggest, or is that bigger than Yellville?
Yes, we are the largest city in Marion County.
That's what I gathered there. Well, you're doing good.
Well, we're having a good time doing it. Things are rolling along. We're trying to get some extra stuff done. We've been in contact with FEMA. We have a bridge that got washed out in those big storms last spring. Mm-hmm. Well, FEMA finally, they've been telling me the check was in the mail. Finally, the check arrived, so we get a contractor to rebuild that bridge here shortly. We've got an operation. Many of your listeners may know about this. Not to give them a plug, but they're going to give us one. It's an outfit called Travel Buddy. It's a travel magazine that gets distributed through truck stops, rest stops, places that people in RVs and traveling stop. They do two editions, one in the winter, one in the summer. Their winter lead story was on the new aquarium that they built in Springdale, Johnny Morris's aquarium, and the lead story was an interview with Johnny Morris. They're out of Kansas City, and they decided they wanted to do a follow-up story. So the follow-up story will be The Diamond of the Ozarks, which is Bull Shoals. So we are the lead story for the summer edition, and their distribution, they print 1 million paper copies, and they get another 4 million hits on their website. So a 7-page story featuring the Diamond of the Ozarks, Bull Shoals, will be put in the hands of about 5 million people over the course of the summer, intending to generate more tourism, more activity, so that we can provide. Stop talking about money. The business of the city is not money. The business of the city is to provide services to our citizens. Now that the money is starting to stabilize, we can start concentrating on providing a higher level of service to the citizens to support the quality of life that they have a right to expect in the city of Bull Shoals.
Well, you're going to get some results out of that $5 million, I'll tell you.
I certainly hope so, and we will convert it into amenities. We're trying to become a 19th century village with 21st century amenities.
It's amazing how great advertising works, isn't it?
It makes a difference.
You got to tell people, I've got a great product here. Well, tell somebody about it, you know. Let them know.
There are folks who want us to be quiet and undiscovered, and that's great. I want us to be quiet and undiscovered, too, but we still need to pave the streets.
Yeah. Anything else this morning?
Other than it's a beautiful day outside.
You tell Rita over there, if you see her, I said hello.
We'll do that.
She's one of your constituents.
Yes. I'd be happy to see her again.
She's a great person, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
She's one of our cruisers. We have a lot of cruisers out of Bull Shoals and Lakeview on our KTLO cruise every winter.
Well, that gives you a nice northern presence.
Yeah. We might put you down for one
these
days.
I'd be happy to do so. Anything to be of service.
Mayor David Dixon of Bull Shoals this morning. Boy, you're just chock full of good news.
It's been a good year.
All right.